Hello and welcome. You are listening to Tall Tat Psychic 101 on Station 1, coming in large and full life tonight, baby. No-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio, that's what Psychic 101 is. Every other Monday evening, I aspire to inspire you right here, live, keeping it real. When I created these bi-monthly shows, actually every time I create these bi-monthly shows, I tune in to the future date and time of the show itself. And that is the space where I find my topics. I thought you might find that interesting if you wonder where I got them. These topics are suited for the specific individuals that I see that will be present for the show on that particular date and time. You see, it's all vibration beyond linear time and space. All over the world, there's a pure vibration. We're all swimming in an energy sea. Every seed and every tree, even you and me. So cool, yes? I am a third-generation psychic medium that created this show with the intention of waking you up. Now, right here in Santa Fe, I'm back by popular demand. I will be presenting Talking with the Dead on Friday, September 4th, at Santa Fe Soul in the Sunroom. So get your weekend started right, baby. Have an early dinner in town, and then experience actual communication from the spirit world through audience readings. Now, you know, death is just an illusion because the life force within us moves on and can never be destroyed. That is the true and bright message of Talking with the Dead. Now, this event's format will surprise you and uplift you. I can pretty much guarantee you that it is probably not what you may expect it to be. I'll say this, I can promise you there will be no heart music. Because I designed it that way, that's why. This weekend, Michael and I discovered Lamy, New Mexico, L-A-M-Y. Now this is a way cool, teeny tiny town with a really historical, I'm talking, it looks to me like it might be, heck, 100 years old easily, in perfect condition, train station. And alongside this are some incredible Pueblo ruins. Now, we were in Lamy Saturday for a sustainability gathering, which was so interesting and so wonderful. I sat there under the shade of the trees listening to those awesome speakers and the small crowd, and I thought, Al Gore would love this. And I thought, this is a real, true grassroots movement right in front of my eyes. It's so interesting to listen to people speak that have made commitments to get involved with what's ahead in the future beyond our generation. Small group, but very involved group. So we toured two solar-powered homes. One was totally off-grid, and the other was tied into the grid. I learned so much by simply looking at the system instead of trying to visualize it online or in an article in a magazine. The off-grid home is totally amazing. It is simple, graceful, and peaceful. It is the home of Karen Terry, who builds homes designed for off-grid living. Right in the middle of a desert summer, her home, which is off-grid completely, was cool and comfortable with a fresh breeze blowing through the open windows. It's all about thermal mass, according to Karen Terry. That's what I'm learning. Now, her dinner was cooking in a sun oven, a solar oven, bubbling and smelling just great out on her front porch. Her home, sure enough, has a gas stove, but part of this lifestyle is using less whenever you can. And I want you to know that Karen has been living this lifestyle long before it was considered hip. And I'm talking like decades she's been living like this and building homes like this. I'm so impressed with New Mexico's involvement and the progressive thinking toward a new future, all fitted for a new world. It's forward motion here, baby, forward motion. Speaking of formats and new worlds, beautiful segue on my part. Here is how Psychic 101 works. In case you haven't listened before, I present a topic, and I remain open throughout the show for comments or questions, and as always, live sample mini readings are available. Please don't worry about interrupting the show itself or the flow of the information, because I've become quite adept at getting back on topic. Sometimes I amaze even myself. So know that when you offer questions or comments, everybody learns. To me, truthfully, the best part of this show has always been you guys out there, the listening, living, breathing, cyber, invisible audience. So don't be shy. Let your fingers do the walking to 888-223-4494. That's worldwide and toll-free. In case you didn't catch that number, 888-223-4494. Worldwide, toll-free, and open for calls as of now. You should know that you can also call 813-928-3105 or email to Mr.TallCat, that's my hubby, Mr.TallCat with a K, at gmail.com. So come on, give the tall one a call, baby. Tonight, we're talking about God's plan. Your place in it. Do you fit in the plan? Well, we're living in such evolutionary, revolutionary times that you may wonder if a God plan even exists, or does God? Sometimes the only plan that seems to be in place are the plans of the Illuminati or other self-serving forces. What do you think? Does God have a plan? I want to share something with you. I got a wonderful email today before I go on with the topic. This is from a guy named Neil. It's a client I met several years ago in Florida. And I'm talking, it must be a good maybe 3 or 4 years, I'm thinking. We had one reading in person one time. And he's been kind enough to keep in touch with me. The first time he sat before me, I told him, having never met him, I told him he was going to go big with something that he created that involved technology and was going to help great numbers of people and was going to be extremely financially wonderful for him, leading him into a philanthropic type of endeavor. So today, he kept in touch with me here and there. It's funny, one time I was standing on the top of a mountain in New Mexico after a long hike, and his name crossed my mind, and the next day I got an email from him, and he told me about his latest marketing adventure. Here's what he wrote today. He said, "Hi, it's Short Dog." He says that he's Short Dog because I'm Tall Cat, and he's shorter than me. "I hope all is well. I mentioned you to coworkers yesterday when it dawned on me that you said in our sessions that I would be working on something that is technology and will help people. You said I would be so successful that I would need to get away from the public from time to time. Just wanted to update you that a huge investor has been working with me to take my motivational and habit reprogramming sessions global. We created support systems for weight loss, diabetes, smoking cessation, and stress management, all technology-based from your computer, cell phone, MP3, etc. We launch in a week or so and are translating into several languages. Anyway, here's hoping that the rest of your tellings come true. And by the way, we are donating 10% of gross sales to charity. I will keep you posted." Now, I don't know if you guys are involved in business. You really don't have to be involved in business to realize that 10% of gross sales to charity is huge. And Mr. Neal could not be more right on to do it. In today's day and age, some people might think, "Oh, my God, you better be careful. The economy is so bad." Absolutely not. This is the time for taking the dive off the deep end and making bold moves and trusting in it and just going forward. This motivation to donate 10% of gross sales to charity is partly what's going to carry this group of people and Neil forward, enabling them to reach large numbers of people and be of help in their lives and improving their lives. So every now and then, you know, I just like to share something with you from one of my clients because I want you to know that persistence pays off in commitment. You know, it's several years for Neil before he really hit the ground running, and we expect things to happen like in 20 seconds. It takes creation and manifestation, most times, takes a little bit of time. So back to our topic. We were talking about living in such evolutionary, revolutionary times that you may wonder if God even has a plan or if he even exists. Once again, the phone number, guys, if you want to give me a call. You know I love to hear from you. It's just not the same without hearing your voices out there. 888-223-4494. Toll-free and worldwide. Just jump right in there. I can get back on course. So what do you think? Does God even have a plan? Well, what makes you think that God has a plan? That was the question that came to me when I was writing this. I thought, what makes us think that God even has a plan? Where did that idea come from? Here's what I figured out. And if you've got anything to add to it, just give us a call. I'd like to hear from you. You, and I know definitely I, most likely heard about a plan, you know, a God plan. Let's say call it the God plan. And it was for, quote, salvation. And it involved Master Jesus dying on a cross, suffering on our cross, and remember the suffering part, because most religions really like to emphasize, oh, how he suffered. So most these plans came from the idea of, you know, salvation involving Jesus dying up there on the cross for our sins or something like that. Or the Garden of Eden story, that's another place of a source for the idea of God's plan. For the planet, for the world, for the people. It's true that traditional religious teachings say that God has a plan for his creation and, meaning the world, and his creations, meaning humans. Most every religion, no matter what it is across the board, seems to think in one form or another, in one ideology, one of wording or another, that there is a great plan for the planet and everybody on it. You know, like it's a blueprint, or it's like already in place events that are not changeable. It's the God plan. Hey, you know, how can anybody go past the God plan? Well, I'm pretty sure. In fact, I am positive that most of you out there would not only be surprised, you would be very surprised to learn that the only, quote, plan, God, Creator, Heavenly Father, whatever you wish to call it, is that you express the life that God is, that you give expression to what God is. I kind of have to give you a minute to kind of swallow that one because that's kind of a really out-of-the-box thought, isn't it? Once again, I'm at 888-223-4494. Let your fingers do the walking, do the talk to the tall one. I'm really easy to talk to, and I'd like to hear from you. Question, comment, or a mini sample reading about you and your life. You and your plan. So, if traditional religious teachings say that God does indeed have a plan for this creation and for us as a human race, wouldn't it be kind of surprising to realize that maybe God, Creator, Heavenly Father, is just his only purpose in creating us, and this plane of existence might be for expression on our part? Isn't it surprising that it might not be about sin and forgiveness and a dude hanging on the cross really suffering for our sins, or even the story of Adam and Eve, maybe that doesn't pertain to God's plan. So, think of this. If God actually did have a plan, let's say he made an outline or a written plan, or he wrote a book, or he had a diagram or an architect's design of what was supposed to happen on this planet with human beings on it. Let's say if he actually did have a plan, wouldn't that take away your own personal freedom to express the God within you? Because living God's plan instead of your plan, your individual plan as a soul entity on this plane, could actually take away your own special uniqueness, wouldn't it? Isn't that a big thought? Isn't that something to really digest? Isn't that kind of like really crazy? Doesn't that seem kind of like God might smack you down that I even said it? We're just talking here. We're just having expression here. And I'd like you to express to me on the phone now. Come on, dudes. 888-223-4494. Let your fingers do the walking to the tall ones. So, if living God's plan instead of our plan actually took away our uniqueness, if that were true, let's not say that it is true, let's just say that's a potential possibility. Let's say it's possible that if God had a plan and we had to follow that one instead of our own, we might not be quite as unique as we would like to be. We might kind of resemble each other. We might not have that certain personality that gives us color and interesting vibration. If God had the whole plan, the big plan, if he had it all written out, outlined, and lined up for us before he even created the world, would it not affect your ability to evolve and to expand? When you think about that, I have to say that I think that it would. If God planned, if he planned everything, would that not limit everything that is yet to come? If he had a plan from start to finish, isn't planning, in a way, a gross limitation in itself, just like time? Now, these are the things I think about at 3 in the morning, and that's why I'm talking to you about them, because the reason I created this show was to wake you up and get you stimulated in thinking about such things. We are living in times of such evolutionary, impending change, that if we aren't awake to say, in fact, that there is an awakening coming, would be perhaps the greatest understatement in the history of the world. We are facing massive changes on many levels. Nobody really knows exactly when the intensity of it is coming, because it will be a spontaneous event. But these are the times, more than ever before, for us to think beyond the traditional teachings, for us to be in touch with something that resonates as truth within us. Because if you don't have the ability to go within and to reach in for that truth in the middle of chaos, I guarantee you, you will be struggling. Hello, somebody's on the line. Who am I talking to?
This is Pam in Tampa.
Hey, what can I do for you in Tampa?
I've had cancer, and I'm well
yes.
now, and I just kind of always have been, you're talking about plans, I've always been a person who had a plan.
Yeah.
I thought I wanted to sell my house and move, and the house never sold, and I haven't moved, and I guess I feel like I'm supposed to be here, but I still need a plan, and I don't have a plan, and I just wanted
it to... It dawned on me, Pam, that it's you. Yes, Pam is a dear friend of mine from Florida. And let me tell you about this amazing being right here on the phone right now. She encountered cancer several months ago, and I have never seen anybody face it with such almost a nonchalant courage. She is a devoted meditator. This gal gets up at 4 in the morning every day before work to meditate. She is so tuned in to the reality and the knowing within her that she was able to face this daunting, frightening, terrifying challenge and go through the treatment required, losing all her hair and all that good stuff, and came out the other side still smiling and got ahead in her knowing and her wisdom. So I'm just bragging on you a little, Pam, because you deserve it. If most of us could accomplish what Pam has done in her quiet little life in Florida, we could be really proud of who we are, and I mean it. Now, talking about a plan and having one, I'm looking at you, Pam, and what I see specifically for you, and then I'm going to make a point about all of us, but what I see in your auric field is that everything that you had planned, and you did have definite plans that you thought about, meditated on, and were prepared to move forward on until this event happened of illness. And it was like the most major course redirection that I think I've ever seen. So I want to say to you, Pam, that you are not back to square one, that life did not knock you back to the beginning. You actually have advanced deeply in understanding and in knowing, and that process is still evolving with you. There are things that happen to you during the course of your treatment, spiritual things. Some of them I don't think you're even really fully in memory of, but that's going to come back to you. What you're in is a phase of having no plan, and this is one of the best places to be in life, without expectation, without a feeling of, I have to go a certain way. You're completely in tune with what's happening on the planet right now, and that is the ability to let go of expectations and just kind of ride the wave. And that is the hardest thing for most human beings to do. You have surprises ahead of you. You have amazing experiences ahead of you. You're in an interval, a sort of a resting period, and I know you get antsy and you'd like to really just, you know, take life by the horns because that's how you are. Mm-hmm. But this is a lesson in slowing down and just trusting and resting and healing a little bit more on all levels and just drink in all the love that's around you from all the people that supported you until the next great dream presents itself to you, because it will present itself to you. You don't even have to look, my friend. You don't even have to look.
Okay.
Isn't that so good?
Yes, very good.
So you just relax. Nothing has to happen. You don't have to do anything except be open and stay in touch like you know how to do with the universe and the spirit world. And you're going to be just absolutely perfectly okay. You're on your way to the perfect situation for you and your life experience on this plane.
Okay.
So just like kind of let it go, baby, and ride the wave like they say in surfing.
Wonderful.
I love you.
I could do that. I could do that.
Yes, you can. You have that ability. And I'm so glad you called.
You know, sometimes I listen. I don't call, but I listen. And you always
do. That's okay. That's absolutely
okay.
All right. I think
right.
of you so much, and I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was my good friend Pam Thrower. One amazing person. And I mean amazing. Here's the number once again if you want to call in and ask for a mini reading, or if you've got a question or comment about God's plan and what's going on and all of those type of things, just give me a call at 888-815-9756. I've been giving out the wrong number, my hubby tells me. It would help to get callers if I gave out the right number, dude. It's 888-815-9756. 5'6", my correction on the tall calf part. So, I was saying that I'm pretty sure most of you would be like surprised, very surprised, to learn that the only real plan, God, Creator, Heavenly Father, whatever you wish to call it, is that you express the life of God within you. Because if God had the plan, wouldn't that take away your freedom to express the God within you? So living God's plan, not your plan, wouldn't that kind of take away your uniqueness? Seems to me that it would. It would even affect your ability to evolve and to expand and to create again and again and again. If God, Creator, had all the marbles in his pocket, let's say, and he had the plan, and we were supposed to figure out how to get to the plan, you know, through prayer or salvation or whatever way that we have been taught by traditional teachings, wouldn't that limit everything that is yet to come? Now, almost everyone, myself included, was taught in one way or another that we should fit into God's plan. And when things happen, it's all somehow, we're not sure just how, but in some vague, really spiritual way, everything that happens to us is connected to the great overall game plan of the big dude, God. Well, the truth that I know from my experience is that God, Creator, is not a bigger version of ourselves. In other words, he's not a gigantic human being, bigger than us in size, big, huge, jumbo human being with super abilities, sitting on a cloud, recording every deviant thought or wrong turn we make so he can judge us and keep the score of how we're doing while we live in this life. God is not a person. This took me quite a while to wrap my brain around this because I grew up in fundamental religion and I thought God was a father. I thought he was a man. I thought he had gray hair. I thought he was a super person. I was told that. I believed it. I thought he had all the answers, not me. But God is not a person. God is an intelligence present in every living thing, in every life form. Now get this. God doesn't think you are wrong, and he doesn't think you are right either. Yeah, dude, big stuff, huh? He doesn't think you're wrong, and he doesn't think you're right. Here's the number once again, the corrected number since the tall cat was giving it to you wrong. It's 888-815-9756. Personal reading, question, or comment. God is a loving and benign, intelligent force that actually allows us to be totally free. God says, as you wish. And I have to tell you this story. You may have heard it before. This is James Gilliland. This is his story from his radio show right here on this station called As You Wish. And I don't think you'll ever think of his title quite the same after you hear this story. I'm sure he won't mind me sharing it. He was surfing on the beach in California some years ago, and something called a sneaker wave came up behind them as they were surfing, and it pulled him under into the undertow. Completely out of nowhere, boom, he was underwater and being held underwater. This happened like three times. The first time he fought to get back up, he wanted to live. The second time he fought to get back up because he wanted to live. The third time he just gave up to the force of nature and let go. And he found himself in what he calls the plane of bliss, a totally awesome place, the cradle of God, with complete peace and understanding and tranquility. And he absolutely loved the feeling of being there. He became aware of a presence, and he said to this great presence, he said, "What can I do to stay here? This is so wonderful. What do I have to do to be worthy to stay in this amazing space?" And God, Creator, responded this way. I have never had anything to say about whether my children come or go. And he said, but what should I do after this experience? And God said, what would make you happy? What would make you happy? Isn't that so neat? What would give you joy? And he said, his answer was, after he thought about it a moment, I want to go back there and tell people that you are like this and that your essence is nothing like what they think it is. That's what I want to do, and that's what would make me happy. And God's answer was, as you wish. Now, that sounds almost like a beautiful metaphorical tale or a piece of fiction, but this actually happened to an actual being that lives in Trout Lake in the state of Washington. And that story I never get tired of telling because it explains so well that God is a loving, benign force allowing us to be totally free. It has no designs and no specific plans for us that we have to meet or any criteria that we have to answer to. There really is nothing to restrict you, to say you must do this or you must do that. Now, my friend Pam that called in a little bit earlier, there's one person, people like her, that have faced the daunting possibility of a health challenge that could end their lives and their time on this planet. Perhaps it's easier for people that have been to that place or briefly encountered the other side to realize that there is nothing to restrict you, to tell you that you must do this or you must do that. Because of the phrase, you know, the law of God, we have learned that we think we're supposed to, like, surrender to God or fear God. Now, if God is our Father, we know that children are not meant, they should not, and it's not meant for children to fear their parents. So why should we fear a Heavenly Father? Why should we dread His judgment? He's not capable of judging. God is so far beyond the altered ego that it can't even enter His mind the possibility of judgment. So why should we fear the judgment of a Heavenly Father? We're here to experience whatever we wish to experience, and rightly so, without judgment. Children are supposed to be like their parents, to want to emulate their parents and be like them. They're not meant to live in fear of parental judgment and punishment. Well, guess what? God, the Father, Creator, is lawless. He's lawless. There's no God laws in reality. It's man that is the law creator, not God. Now, most of man's laws are actually, if you think about it and if you look at it, I know you'll agree with this and this will resonate with you. Most of man's laws are created for the purpose of intimidating and enslaving people in general. Now, it appears to us in the limited sight that most of us have until we become more aware and in touch with who we are, it appears to us that these laws are absolutely necessary for us to live in society. But actually, most of these laws are meant to enslave and contain and keep you from evolving and exploring and having the great adventure that is meant to be on this plane. And why is this? It's because we, meaning all of humanity, all of us in general, the human race, mankind, is actually afraid of the lawless state of ourselves, the possibility of being lawless within ourselves. We're afraid of it. We really fear it. We think we need laws to govern ourselves. We really believe we need laws in place to govern ourselves on this plane. Now, the reason that we feel this way is because we cannot see. We just haven't been able to see, I'll put it this way, as of now. Hopefully later you will, and maybe after this talk or somewhere down the timeline of your life, you will realize that the reason we feel this way, that we need laws to govern ourselves, is because we cannot see or understand yet the divineness of who we are. Now get this. We are not evil by nature. Not at all. Human beings, mankind, created by God, we are not evil by nature. Guess what we are? We are divine. We are not evil, and we are divine. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Talcat. It's Kate in Pennsylvania.
Hey, in Pennsylvania, what can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering a little bit if you see anything about my love life.
Your love life? Are you recently divorced or ended a relationship? I'm sorry?
No.
Did you say yes?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So it looks to me like if you haven't ended one recently, you've been without one for a while.
Nope.
Oh, you, well, when was the last time you were connected in relationship?
Well, it's more of a connection that I'm having with more than one.
Oh, more than one person?
Yes.
Okay. And you're sort of wondering which way you should, or if you need to, narrow it down to one person, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're torn between two lovers.
Somewhat, yes.
Here's what I see about you. Is one of these relationships, would you consider it spiritual?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person on the other side, or is it a person that is not in a non-physical state?
No. Very physical.
Okay. Okay. Here's the deal with you. What I look at when I look into your auric field is, even though you may not be like totally conscious of this, you have a little bit of, let's say, almost subconscious guilt about these two relationships and your, what you feel is sort of inability to make a choice and a decision. Does that resonate with you?
I don't know if the decision is necessarily, at least at this time, necessary.
No. What I'm telling you, what I'm here to tell you, girl, you don't have to make a decision yet. Does that surprise you?
No. Not really.
Okay. So, you know what you're a perfect example of. You already know through your own knowing what's going on. You really don't actually need an external source of information about what's going on with you.
All right, just thought if there was anything, any guidance in one way or another.
Here's my guidance. You don't really need to do anything, and here's why. You're experiencing two different ongoing experiences, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think you should ride the wave, like I just told Pam, and stay tuned in to your inner knowing, because you will know when or if it's time to make a change. In fact, if I were to tell you to decide between this one or that one, it wouldn't really be totally truthful, because that decision has to be born within you. It has to come from within you. This experience is a key experience for you on many levels beyond relationship. There's a lot of lessons involved in this. So stay awake and alert, and look at the whole total picture of it as you progress through it. You will know what to do. You can handle it. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. You're cool. You got it going on. And watch for the lessons within it, because there are definitely, there are bits of wisdom available to you. And enjoy yourself. How about that?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. So, as I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, I know what I was saying. We are not evil by nature. We can't be, because we're divine, even if we're dating two guys, like the girl in Pennsylvania. It isn't wrong. It's not. You are free to explore as long as you are not causing another living being discomfort. It is free will that actually allows creation. It is this very free will that I'm talking about here. I'm just using that last caller as kind of an example about free will. It is this free will that we all have that allows us to create. If we understood this unlimited view, my God, we would not need to struggle with or indulge in judgment. Her call couldn't have been more perfect right now. Because the truth is that she has a free will and she is allowed to create. And if we really understood this unlimited view, we would not be struggling or indulging with into the area of judgment on ourselves or in anyone else, and would not that be absolutely delightfully free and liberating? It is really man, not God, that judges man. Now, if you choose to believe in good and evil, then that is your truth, and you are not wrong at all. But remember that this is your truth and not anyone else's. As long as you have that opinion of good and evil, or whatever opinion you choose to grab onto at the time, it will remain real. When you no longer believe it, it will no longer be a reality. And that, my friend, is how simple it really is. You are a free soul and a free spirit. Free, 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 baby, to create and experience in the moment whatever truth, illusion, or reality you wish to. You may also recreate your dream, your reality, at any time you wish to. That is, you can back up, change your mind, and make a different dream. In the moment that you decide it, you can change it. That is how unlimited you are. So I'm saying tonight, feel free to become lawless. As LAW-LESS, lawless. But I want you to understand that lawless does not mean reckless or uncaring at all. Lawless means when you choose to remove yourself from laws, dogmas, limited beliefs, you are allowing yourself the freedom and the very level of unlimitedness of God. You have within you right now, tonight, within you, if you were to turn your gaze within, if you were to get quiet and focus within the center of your chest, if you were to take three deep breaths with your right hand over your heart and get centered, you would know and you would feel that within you is the power to not only create and regenerate yourself, you have the power not only to create but to regenerate yourself. Anytime you question what someone is saying, or you want to connect with the truth, I suggest that you put your right hand over your heart and you take three slow, mindful, deep breaths and focus inward and listen to that still, small voice within you that guides you. You'll never go wrong if you can do that. And that keeps you from becoming vulnerable to someone else's beliefs, even mine. Get it? So, why are we here if there is really no plan? I mean, it's almost too much to swallow, isn't it? I think every sermon, every Sunday in every church, at least mostly, is about God's plan. Here's the deal. We are here simply to express ourselves with total and complete freedom. You have within you the power. You got the power, I got the power, we got the power to create your life as you wish it to be to the greatest extent of your ability. There simply is no plan for life on earth. What a shock, yes? There is no particular way you should live. You can be and do as you wish, because that is the degree of love that the Creator has for you. Your purpose, your only purpose in being here on this plane, is actually to express in this life plane whatever you wish to express. You get to choose. You get to express it in your own unique way. Wherever that expression leads you to, please know that you have the option to change it at any moment you wish. I got to say that one more time because this is so juicy and good. Wherever that expression leads you to, know that you have the option to change it at any moment you wish. You are meant to be a part of the Creator, to illuminate with your own light, the same way Creator illuminates His creation. God is not outside of you. He's not above you either. And He's not out there somewhere. He lives within you. You guys are pieces of God walking around in human form. Behold, you are God. Pretty cool, huh? The only thing that God has ever asked you is to live and be happy. I appreciate you guys tuning in to Psychic 101. The last show, my going away show, will be September 28th, unless a benevolent sponsor comes forward. You'll always be able to find me at KarenTallCatWithAKConley.com. That's where you can schedule a reading or find out my news and events. I hope to meet you in person at some of my events here in the Santa Fe area. Now, don't go away just yet, because I'm sending you on home with a rockin' new tune recorded by my friends Ava and Dennis. This is Deep Side of the Fool, and it's not yet released, but you can find their music on cdbaby.com. I double dog dare you not to sing along or tap your feet. And be lawless. Dive in to the deep side of the pool. Yeah, baby!
Deep side Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium. I see dead people. I'd like you to join me Friday, September the 4th, in the sunroom at Santa Fe Soul. In one session, I will demonstrate live and right in front of you that life after physical death is real. Death is the great illusion. The life force within us is ongoing and can never be destroyed. This is the true and bright message of talking with the dead. For details, go to Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, or calendar at SantaFeSoul.com.